Taking a look at one of the top games in the NFL this week, and we are talking Minnesota Vikings, Philadelphia Eagles with Emily Liker, who covers the Vikings for Minnesota Star Tribune. Emily, how are we doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to chat. Noon start there on Fox on Sunday. The Vikings, of course, have been playing some international ball here lately and, you know, keeping things interesting with their quarterback situation. I guess, first of all, Emily, let's start with these first five games. What are your takeaways on what you've seen so far from the Vikings, playing in three different countries?
Yeah, you know, it's been an interesting start for the Vikings. Obviously, those first two games, they have J.J. McCarthy, their number 10 overall pick from 2024, in at quarterback. He gets injured against the Falcons, and then they turn to Carson Wentz, obviously a veteran who's been around, but had just joined this team at the end of training camp, after training camp had ended, really right around roster cutdown day, and he led the team through its Europe trip, which they ended up splitting even. They were close in both games. The Steelers beat them, and then they beat the Browns. I think coming off that trip and then the bye, everyone was ready to be back at home this week and spend time with their families and get back to US Bank Stadium this Sunday. But yeah, you know, they have an interesting stretch coming up here that starts with the Eagles. And so we've kind of seen what some of the better parts of this team are, what some of the weaker parts of this team are, and a big focus for them over the bye week was trying to establish or figure out what they want their identity to be and how they can use that to kind of propel them forward through the rest of the season.
Certainly the quarterback position is one where everybody looks to start. So give us a little update on kind of what's going on with JJ and his ankle and then kind of what it looks like for this weekend.
Yeah, so JJ's been back at practice this week. He also got in some work, we know, during the bye week with some teammates, with the quarterback coaching staff and Kevin O'Connell. He has been limited both days of practice so far still, so he has not practiced fully since suffering that high ankle sprain against the Falcons in week two. He also said, we talked to him for the first time since the injury on Wednesday afternoon, and he pretty much point blank said that he's still not 100%, and, you know, the Vikings have not, Kevin O'Connell has not named who will start on Sunday. We'll see if that happens this afternoon. But they have said that they're not going to put JJ out there until they're 100% confident in him being able to move around. His mobility was something that they really loved in the early games. And so if he's still not practicing fully, that feels like it's giving us some indication of what Sunday will look like, but it has not been officially declared yet.
For JJ's two games that he has played in, of course, uneven performance against Chicago, miraculous comeback there in the end, and then against Atlanta didn't look great. So, I mean, what's your assessment? What is the Vikings' assessment on, you know, what they saw from him in the two games?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the big things that's been a talking point, right, is just like this is a guy that had not played football in over a year, basically, since ending his college career and then suffering the injury last year that kept him out. So, like, there is still some experience that needs to be built up there, especially in game scenarios. Like, it's a lot different to be practicing, even if it is against one of the better defenses in the NFL led by Brian Flores here on the Vikings. But it's just different, right, in training camp and in practice versus in game and getting some of those high speed things. I think, like I mentioned, they really love his mobility. You saw in both of those games him able to get away on scrambles a few times and really pick up some significant yardage. I think faster decision making is something that is going to come with that experience for him and that game experience specifically, just kind of being able to get the ball out faster. So it'll be interesting. I think that also goes hand in hand with them just wanting to take time with making sure he's fully healthy, is also okay making sure, like, we're sewing up some of these basics a little bit more so that when he does return, which I do think he will return to the starting quarterback position for the Vikings this year, it's on good footing, both literally and figuratively.
One more before we get into the matchup here. Obviously, the defense, with Brian Flores as the defensive coordinator, has been a major positive for the Vikings over the last several years. What's that looking like right now this season? And is it even, could it be even better than what we've seen so far?
Yeah, I think they definitely have room for improvement. You know, they looked really good in that big win against the Bengals. They really carried that game. I mean, Isaiah Rodgers, who is a former Eagle, and that's obviously been a big storyline this week. He had a fantastic game against the Bengals. The two big areas that I think we're waiting for them to lock things up a little bit more are the run defense, which has not been great this year, and then just looking to get back to that turnover kind of machine that we saw them be last year. I mean, they led the league. It felt like every week they were getting multiple turnovers, and that hasn't been the case so far this year. But that was one of the things that Brian Flores and some other coaches kind of honed in on this week of we want the ball obviously in our hands and we want to be giving it back to our offense. So I think they'll try to do a little bit more of that as we move forward in the season.
Right. Emily Leiker covering the Minnesota Vikings from Minnesota Star Tribune, taking a look at the Eagles Vikings this Sunday, 12 o'clock there in Minneapolis. All right, Emily, Eagles coming in, and you know, they started off 4-0, and I don't know that there's ever been a 4-0 team with so much drama surrounding it, finding ways to win. And in the last 2 weeks, they lose to the Broncos, they blow a big lead there, and then they lose at the Giants, a game that the Giants kind of controlled throughout. So what are you kind of seeing, hearing with your research here this week on, you know, this Eagles team? I mean, at 4-2, you might be feeling good, but this is definitely not a team feeling good.
Right. Well, I mean, I just mentioned the Vikings run defense, and obviously Saquon Barkley's coming to town with the Eagles. So that's been a big focus. And you know, one thing that stood out to me, like looking at his numbers from this season compared to like the Eagles overall, is that they leaned really heavily on him in those first four games of the season. Like 18 to 20 carries, I think, per game, just better numbers. And then the past 2 weeks, I think he had 12 carries in one and 6 or 8 carries in the other. I don't remember the exact, I don't remember which game was which, but they moved away from using him as much. So I'm curious if they kind of flip back to more of what they were doing with him in those early weeks of the season, given the fact that obviously they're trying to come back from these two losses and what the Vikings defense has shown in terms of maybe not being able to cover the run as much this year. I think in terms of players on their team that really stand out, I mean, he's been the guy we've talked about most this week.
What do you think this game kind of comes down to from both sides?
Yeah, you know, the thing on the Vikings offense that we've talked about outside of the quarterbacks a little bit this week is this is going to be Jordan Addison's home debut. He was suspended for the first 3 games of the season, made his return in Europe, but he hasn't played here in Minnesota yet. So the Vikings are going to have their kind of full complement of wide receivers for the first time. Obviously, that's Justin Jefferson, Addison, Jalen Naylor, Adam Thielen, and then they also have tight ends and TJ Hawkinson and Josh Oliver, who are really involved in the receiving game. And something that offensive coordinator Wes Phillips said this week is that yes, defenses still focus a lot on Justin Jefferson, and I'm sure the Eagles will do the same. But when the Vikings have all of those guys in that receiving core present and able to be involved, it does force some decision making for defenses because you see Jordan Addison go and pop off an 81 yard catch. He did that against the Steelers. He grabs a spectacular one to close out the Browns game. There's some decision making that's forced on defenses there from the Vikings offense in terms of their pass game. So I think that'll be interesting to watch on that side.
Yeah, looking forward to it again. Noon on Fox, Eagles, Vikings on Sunday. Interesting matchup. Emily Leiker there again from Minnesota Star Tribune covering the Minnesota Vikings. Emily, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the game on Sunday, all right?
Thanks, Derek.